Welcome. This is Insomnia Insight number 445, in which we'll review this concept of honesty and look at four things to think about that I think can be really, really helpful. And before we jump into this concept and how it applies and everything else, I just want to say that this today's episode can be, you know, it's a little bit like viewer discretion. Like some of the things we'll bring up today may make you think, like, what are you saying? Like, are you saying this is my fault? Like, you know, something of that nature. We're going to look at, you know, let me put it this way. Oftentimes when we see that, oh, what I'm experiencing is sort of a product of my thinking, the way I've been thinking, then that can sometimes come across when somebody kind of takes you there, if you will. It can seem that that person is sort of accusing you of something. And of course, that's not the case. I hope it's very, very clear that everything I do here is to help anyone who's struggled with sleep. But you know, if for more on this, please check out Open Class number 90, where Michelle talks about how in her case she saw that this is not my fault, but it is my responsibility. More of that nature. If you want to hear more of that, you can head to Open Class number 90. So yeah, without further ado, I want to just share actually my screen and tell you about why this episode happened. Quick backstory. Well, it was just the other day where we had a comment here from Melanie B. It was on the weekly rundown from 2/25/22, where Melanie B. shared that things were really, you know, going well for her. She was doing a lot better. And there was one thing that really struck me. And she says here in the middle, like, I took a moment to really look deeply inside and I asked myself, be brutally honest with yourself. How are you feeling right now? And I realized, yes, I was tired and a bit slower than usual, but everything else, the emotional part, the suffering, the desperation, I'm adding this. And to give you context, you know, it was one of those days she hadn't slept. She was really feeling exhausted and she was deploying this honesty and saying, why am I feeling so exhausted? Is it because of, you know, exactly the amount of hours I slept, or is it something else? And she had this realization, which was really eye-opening to her. And it came from that place of what she called brutal honesty. And when I read that, I was like, I had to talk about honesty because that has been on my to-do list for I think over a year. It's actually Coach Michael who talked about it when the first time I heard it. So anyway, with that little opening, let's jump into these four invitations. So number one is you know, something that may come to mind, which is, you know, when somebody asks or you ask yourself, like, why do you check the time at night? Do you check what time it is? Like, do you do that to sort of, do you have the habit of sort of attempting to control sleep by checking the time? Oftentimes what I'll hear is like, oh no, I don't check the clock. I just happen to sort of glance at the microwave sometimes at night, and then I just kind of happen to see what time it is. And this is the original time where Coach Michael, who started this channel with me, or started the Sleep Coach School rather with me, he often said, this is the time to be honest. Like, be honest with yourself. Are you really just happening to see what time it is, or are you actually looking to see what time it is? You know. And again, there's no judgment there. It's just a matter of honesty. And you know, what's helpful here can be to see that, you know what, I probably am checking the time. You know, I am actually checking the time. There is this attempt there to have control, and it may not be obvious. Oftentimes, you know, knowing the time can seem like a logical thing. I just want to know how much I slept or how little I slept. But in reality, that comes from a desire to have control, to calculate. Like, often on a subconscious level, the brain just loves crunching numbers and problem solving, right? So it wants to know the time so it can try to calculate and try to figure out a pattern and try to figure out, et cetera. As I often say, it often really helps to not know the time. And if you found yourself in this situation of like thinking that you're not checking the time, but if you're really honest, you see that, you know what, I am kind of cheating by looking at the micro, looking here and there. Well, there's an imitation there that we'll take a closer look at in a second. So let's go to number two. My exhaustion is just all from sleeping so little. Everything I'm feeling, I'm experiencing the exhaustion, the hopelessness, the frustration, the tiredness, the brain fog, the inability to focus, that all comes just from not sleeping. It's completely correlated to that. Maybe this is, you know, here's another time where you can sort of be really honest. And this is exactly the example from Melanie B, where she was brutally honest and she saw that she was adding to it. And I really love the wording there, because, you know, by saying I am adding to it, she's saying, yes, sleeping little does cause some fatigue, some tiredness, right? But I'm adding to it by maybe criticizing herself. Maybe that's part of it, like saying, you know, why can't I get it right? What's wrong with me? Why am I not further along? I know so much. I shouldn't be here. That's self-criticism. That has that heavy feeling, which makes us more tired and more hopeless, etc. And that problem solving and constantly like trying to figure out what's wrong, right? That often is adding to the exhaustion, adding to the fatigue. And this is another place where we, as Melanie was, can be brutally honest. And we'll again see what the specific invitation is if this is in this scenario. So my three is this one. You often hear someone say, I couldn't go on this trip. I couldn't do this work. I couldn't do this. I couldn't see my family because I didn't sleep. And this to me is also a place where we can sort of deploy honesty and see, like, was it really because of the exact amount of hours you slept or didn't sleep that you didn't go to see your family, like in this case? Or was it something else? Well, maybe there was a fear. Maybe there was the fear of, if I go to see my family, I'm going to be even more tired. Or maybe it's the fear of, like, if I do something like that, go out to see my friends in the evening, I'm going to be so stimulated that I'm not going to sleep. Or maybe it's, if I go to see my family, I'm going to have to talk about this topic that I don't want to talk about. Or the opposite, I will feel like I need to hide this topic from people. My point here is that maybe it's not as simple as just, I didn't do this because I slept little. Maybe there's an emotional component there that is the actual reason that we keep ourselves from doing things that we actually probably would like to do or would enjoy doing. So that's number three. And again, we'll take a look at the invitation in a second. Final one here, number four. And this is often the really, you know, the question that can seem like almost provoking, you know, but the statement here is like, there may have been some benefit from being an insomniac. We can really take a look at that and kind of ask ourselves, have I enjoyed getting empathy or attention from people? People asking me how I'm doing. Have I maybe enjoyed was a poor choice of words, but has there been some benefit from that, or from maybe having less responsibility? People around me have gone like, oh, you have trouble sleeping, so you don't have to do this, you don't have to do that, etc. And maybe there have some sort of benefits here from being an insomnia, quote unquote, less expectations, more empathy from people, etc. And I often like to point out here that if you sort of take an honest look here and you say like, absolutely not, then that's good. Then, you know, there's nothing there. You were always honest here. But on the flip side, if you say, you know, that kind of applies to me, that's also good, because then there's, again, this invitation for change there. So now we talk about these four specific questions. What are these sort of four invitations that these scenarios or questions lead to, in my humble opinion? Number four is the invitation to be timeless. The timeless way, the timeless leap on the side of just not knowing what time it is. It can be a really powerful way of letting go of any attempt to have control. It can be a little scary, it can seem a little scary, I think there's a real invitation there. That's number one. Number two is the invitation to be kind, which is, I think, maybe the greatest invitation, maybe the most helpful thing that of everything I talk about, which is when you see that a lot of the exhaustion, hopelessness, frustration I feel is from me blaming myself for not being able to control my sleep or my emotions, like, why can't I sleep, etc. And there's a real invitation here to be kind and gentle to oneself, and maybe also, you know, as much as possible, abandon problem solving, which also makes us so tired, right? Invitation there. The third invitation is to reduce the stakes. And when we have this idea that I didn't go to see my friends, I didn't do this job I wanted to do, I didn't do this because I didn't sleep, that increases the stakes so much and the pressure to sleep so much. So there's an invitation there to see that, you know, actually it's not probably because I slept so little that I didn't do these things. There's an emotional component there that is very important. And then the stakes are lower. So there's an invitation there to lower the stakes and lower the pressure. And number four is actually, this sounds a little odd, but there's an invitation in scenario four here to sort of let go of the empathy that you've gotten from other people, let go of that reduced expectations that maybe come from other people, and thereby, you know, leave this kind of insomniac identity And to summarize this, I want to say is like all these invitations are sort of invitations to be freer, to see things more clearly, and then to see the struggle fade and see peaceful sleep and peace of mind arrive. So yeah, I hope this was helpful to you. And by the way, if you think my attire looks a little different than usual, I just came back from a run, was just inspired to this episode right now, so I just did it. And as always, please let me know in the comment section what you thought, and look forward to having you back here soon. Until next time, take it easy.